All right, 97.9 FM, WCHL. Time now for the clean joke of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, here she is, the one and only Lauren Stafford.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Just great. How about you?
I'm doing good.
Just a fantastic day.
Yeah, that's right. Excited to end the week off right.
I know. Well, we're getting close to it anyway.
We're getting close. That's right.
We're past hump day.
Exactly.
Now it's downhill toward the weekend.
It's downhill from here.
So what you got today?
I gave my intern one more try.
Make me laugh.
I that's what I said to her. I said, you know, Ron kind of laughed, but I think it was more of a groan yesterday morning, so I gave her one more shot.
Oh, okay.
One more shot at a joke.
Well, it's not James.
No, it's not my
James
marketing,
Robinson
it's
was
not
last
the marketing
week.
Assistant. As much as we love James, he is no comedian. So I gave my other intern, who's amazing, another crack at it. All right. So while reading a newspaper, there tends to be a newspaper reading theme in a lot of her jokes. I don't know why that is. While reading a newspaper, Walter came across an article about a beautiful actress and model who married a boxer who was noted for his less than stellar IQ.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never understand.
He's not very smart,
not very smart. I'll never understand, he said to his wife, why the biggest jerks get the most attractive wives.
Mm-hmm.
His wife looked up and said, why, thank you, dear. Did she recover? Did she make up for yesterday's joke?
Yeah, that's
a little
better.
Bit. All right.
That's better.
I'll let her know.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ron.
You know, that guy is right, too.
It's true.
Usually.
It is true. That's right.
All right. Hey, bye.
Bye.